This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Think back to 2015. You may remember the name David Elliott Rosen. Rosen, operating under the businesses Rozone Productions LLC and Illuminated Entertainment Group LLC, was indicted in August of that year on charges of security fraud, theft, money laundering, and misapplication of fiduciary property for stealing nearly $2 million from a number of investors who were under the impression that their money was going to secure shows with acts like Justin Bieber, the Eagles, and the Black Eyed Peas. Instead of placing the money in a third-party escrow account to be refunded should the concerts fall through, Rosen pocketed the money and failed to mention to his new investors that those involved in his previous investment program never saw the returns Rosen promised. Last Thursday, Rosen was sentenced to 10 years in prison for his scam and ordered to pay $1.8 million in restitution. At the same time, Rosen will be paying an additional $809,000 in restitution while serving another 10-year sentence for an unrelated case in which he pled guilty to theft by deception. A husband and wife con team was arrested in Miami over the weekend after an attempt to obtain free Kendrick Lamar tickets by posing as Adele's manager, Jonathan Dickens. Justin Jackson and Angel Lee had apparently been posing as Adele's manager for at least a year, requesting tickets and memorabilia from Rihanna, Usher, Drake, Katy Perry, Chris Brown, and Pharrell Williams. Dickens reported the scam to Miami-Dade police a year ago when he was tipped off by other reps of suspicious activity being carried out under his name. A sting was set in place to trap the couple after they reached out to Kendrick Lamar's record label Interscope, who suspected the couple of being con men. And, as it turns out, this isn't Jackson's first round in the pen. He's also been sued for impersonating former basketball player and Obama aide Reggie Love and OWN TV exec Scott Gardner. On top of that, he was sentenced to 2 years in prison in 2007 for posing as a rep for Madonna and convincing a New York boutique to loan him $2.4 million in jewelry that he later sold to a pawn shop. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.